If you're looking to get trained up in the mining industry, you'll notice many of the local contractors have plenty of entry-level jobs going right now. But has the federal wage subsidy for new apprentices and trainees been worth it for these employers? Mining equipment company Emeco have a base in Paget. They've put on 22 new staff since the subsidy was introduced almost a year ago. Emeco's Queensland Area Maintenance Manager, Paul Couchman, says it's an important investment.
We believe strongly in training our people, and that training also helps retain our team members and makes them safer on the mine sites. Going mainly from the Bowen Basin coal sector, we are predominantly surface mining, and this has been huge. It's allowed us to train our people and get them out there to be able to be competent in what they're doing. And from that gives us a safer employees in the coal mining industry, which is exactly what we need.
Federal Resources Minister Keith Pitt was at Emeco's headquarters in Paget yesterday and said now is the time for more local young people to get skilled up in the industry.
Coal price is up, production is up, met coal price in particular is at record highs. That is good news for jobs, it's good news for the economy, and it's good news for businesses just like this one. So at Emeco, a number of apprentices right across this organisation across Australia, more than 100 available vacancies right now. Now, just in terms of the pure numbers, the resources sector alone put on more than 5,300 apprentices in 2020. We've supported first-year apprentices through a subsidy system of up to 50% of a first year's wages, which is paid quarterly. It has been incredibly successful. And some of those apprentices are employed right here at Emeco in Mackay. I mean, more than 30% of the resources workforce is made up of tradespeople. So you can learn new skills, they're skills that are transferable, but have the confidence to step up and take that job. There are futures in the coal sector, there are careers in the coal sector, there are apprenticeships in the coal sector. I mean, more than 30% of the resources workforce is made up of tradespeople. So you can learn new skills, they're skills that are transferable, but have the confidence to step up and take that job.